Now look at that cold Jordan, look at its deep water, look at that wide river, oh, heavy muddy billows roll, you better take Jesus with you, he's a true companion, now I'm sure without him you never will get home. Go get her, Dick. The police captain nodded at his youngest son. Without hesitation, my father dove into the desperate waters off Battery Park. It's a 15-foot drop from Pier A to the black-blue chop that hits the tip of Manhattan. I don't know how far it is to the bottom. Men shouted and women screamed, "Save her!" My God, they thought, that boy could hit a rock. But his black-haired head broke the surface and he swam toward the woman. "You stupid bitch," yelled a sailor in uniform and ran toward Broadway. 1, 2. My father crawled steadily toward the spot where the woman last was seen. Everyone screamed but her. The Statue of Liberty silently prayed, "Give me your tired, your poor." "There she is," cried a man in a navy blue coat. "He's got her." Something was wrong. The woman thrashed and fought. I'd heard of this. A drowning man will fight off the lifeguard. No one knows why. She bit him and kicked. The people gathered at the foot of the embankment. The Statue of Liberty lifted her lamp. The woman went limp. 3, 4. Swim back to shore. The police captain wrapped his coat around the weeping woman, coughing up water and tears. He led her to the ambulance that was already waiting. Suddenly, the woman broke free. She cursed my father. "Imbecile," she cried. "I wanted to die." The ambulance drove her away. "They'd been fighting," said a witness, the sailor and the girl. She threw herself into the ocean. "Jesus Christ," said the police captain, "I could have lost my son." The medal came in the mail. A round bronze medal for bravery from the Life-Saving Society of the City of New York.
Stop.